Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. The now most famous text message, and there was a hell of a lot of text messages from Hunter Biden, but this text message is different. This text message puts the President of the United States of America now in the crosshairs of an investigation that directly correlates with selling out America through bribery. I want to read for you this text message. No one's disputed that this is authentic or real. White House has said exactly that. They have not disputed that this is authentic or real. Quote, I am sitting here with my father, Hunter Biden writes, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand. And now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, he then says, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me, referring to the former vice president, and every person he knows, and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. They were waiting. They were waiting for that call. You listen to that, and the White House doesn't want to answer questions. The White House wants to run away from this. Now, this is on top of testimony of an IRS employee that reveals that Biden's IRS and the DOJ in internal tax investigation of Hunter Biden shows preferential treatment for not only the Bidens, but for the wealthy and the politically connected. Now, what does that actually mean? It's a great question, right? Here's what we know. We know that apparently Hunter Biden loved to have fun with his tax bill. We know that Hunter Biden, from this anonymous IRS criminal investigator, the House Ways and Means Committee, did a June 1st interview that Biden improperly deducted some major expenses on his 2018 tax form. The whistleblower claims that Biden underreported total income by $500,000 or $267,000 using the most conservative approach. $267,000 is a tax loss of $106,000. The whistleblower also told Congress that this included deductions for personal wage salaries paid, personal travel expenses paid, personal children expenses that he paid and personal other expenses that he paid that had nothing to do with his businesses. The whistleblower told Congress that Biden's statements in his book completely contradicted what was being deducted on his tax returns. Biden's 2016 tax returns are one of the years covered under Hunter's plea deal with federal prosecutors, and that's why it's relevant, who charged him with a felony gun crime and a misdemeanor tax crime. Now, some of Hunter Biden's deductions included, and listen carefully, he reportedly deducted payments to one of his personal no-show employees, which the whistleblower states was essentially a prostitute. So he's writing off prostitutes. Biden called the prostitute his West Coast assistant. Biden also deducted a $10,000 payment that went to a sex club under the guise of it being a golf club membership deposit. One of the owners of the members-only sex club confirmed Hunter was, in fact, a client. Now, it's important to note that a big piece of the whistleblower's letter to Congress focused on how the DOJ removed the entire investigative team from Hunter Biden's case. This team has been on the case since 2020, and suddenly they were all removed from the case at the behest of the Department of Justice, the DOJ, that has been incredibly corrupted by a man that's angry he's on the Supreme Court, the Attorney General of the United States of America, who apparently holds a grudge and wants to go after anyone that stopped him from being on the Supreme Court, Merrick Garland. The allegations following the removal were that this was retaliation against the whistleblowers for contacting Congress to allege a cover-up in the case. Meanwhile, the Attorney General Merrick Garland had a press conference and defended the FBI during that Friday press conference when asked if the American people have cause to be concerned about the integrity of the Department of Justice. Of course, he said what you would expect. He said, quote, "I certainly understand that some have chosen to attack the integrity of the Justice Department, its components and its employees by claiming that we do not treat like cases alike. This constitutes an attack on an institution that is essentially to American democracy and essential to the safety of the American people. Nothing could be further from the truth. You've all heard me say many times that we make our cases based on the facts and the law. These are not just words. These are what we live by. They're the foundation of the way we make these decisions. The agents of the FBI, as well as the DEA, the ATF, our deputy U.S. Marshals, every day, often at the great personal risk, Merrick Garland said, protect the American people and secure its safety. Our cases are based on their work. I cannot be more proud to work with them. Here's the problem with that statement from Merrick Garland. The people that are whistleblowing are his own damn employees. Let me say that again. The people that are whistleblowing on Merrick Garland are his own damn employees. So anyone who calls out the bias or the inconsistencies or the corruption of the Justice Department are now, as he describes it, attacking the institution which they work for, when they're actually saying, no, we're not attacking the institution. We're trying to protect the institution. In other words, this feels like another way to say that these people who are whistleblowing are somehow threatening democracy, which is actually the opposite of what they're doing. They're saying the threat to democracy is coming from Merrick Garland and the DOJ and the FBI, who are refusing to do their damn job. Which brings me back to that text message from Hunter Biden. Bribery is when you take something from someone that you're not supposed to, right? That you're not supposed to take. And then you do it to sell something that they're not supposed to have. When Joe Biden was the vice president, that was the whole ball game, folks. When he was the vice president, he did deals and favors. And who was the one selling out the United States of America for those deals and those favors? None other than Hunter Biden and James Biden, and apparently none other Biden family members. And then when did they get paid? It looks like they got paid. They knew when the big cash could come in and no one would notice it. No one would notice the big money coming in, right? No one would notice it if it happened. If, let me say it again, if it happened after he left the vice presidency. So that text message was the payoff. Hey, I did you some deals. I did you some favors. I did things for the U.S. government. You know I did these things for you. You are the one that is now not holding up to your end of the bargain, Z. But it also tells you that the president of the United States of America now is clearly compromised. Because when Hunter Biden writes, I'm sitting here with my father, and then he says, I'm sitting here waiting for the call with my father at the end of the message. The beginning and the end are exactly the same. I'm sitting here with my father. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Joe Biden knew everything. He was the kingpin. He was the big guy. He was the godfather. And nothing happened without his involvement. Let me also tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Have you been saving a long time for retirement? Well, if you have, you've probably been really stressed out over the last year with interest rates have been skyrocketing, inflation issues, bank failures, and people that have actually lost some money in their retirement accounts. If you aren't invested and diversified in gold, you should check out Augusta Precious Metals. Augusta Precious Metals, they're just different. They'll even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you the facts about gold and precious metals. It's all about protecting your IRA and protecting your 401k in this crazy economy. And it's so important if you're in retirement or close to retirement because there's no time to make up losses. Now, if you've had those losses, you know what I'm talking about. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, take a look at their free guide that they'll send you, and they'll do a one-on-one conference with you to talk about your financial portfolio. Both are filled with economic insights, and their gold IRA info will give you peace of mind of knowing that, hey, you can protect your hard-earned dollars. 877, the number 4, gold IRA. That's 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com or 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Let me just go back real quick and remind you, in comparison to this text message where Hunter says, I'm sitting here with my father. And at the very end, he says, I'm sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Like he's and clearly they're talking business. And Joe's saying, you better get the payoff. Let's go. Tell him I'm sitting next to you. Text Z right now. It's a Chinese Communist Party official that they're texting with, for goodness sakes. Now, this was before Joe Biden was president. This is the in-between time when this text was sent. By the way, there's journalists that have looked at the date of this and figured out that Hunter Biden was, in fact, with Joe Biden on the date that this text was apparently sent. So it does match up that they were together when that text message was sent. And it would be kind of hard to bluff this when he says, I am sitting here waiting for the call. He said, no one else calls but you. I don't want anyone else but you to call me. You better fix this tonight. That means tonight. And if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zanger, the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here for the call with my father. So here's the thing. Let's just say hypothetically Hunter Biden's lying. Let's say we can't put him in the same room together at the same time, the same date, which we can. But let's just say we can't. That's an awfully big lie to tell if the phone does ring and someone and Joe Biden's not with you. Which goes back to my point. Clearly, he was sitting with his dad. Which also means that Joe Biden lied to you during the entire presidential campaign. Let me remind you, this is from literally my birthday. August 28th of 2019, on the campaign trail, running for president, candidate Biden said this.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
That's a lie. In fact, his brother doesn't have a business without Joe Biden. His son doesn't have a business without Joe Biden. Right? None of this happens. So that's why AG Garland comes out, says that Hunter got a sweetheart deal you know, that it constitutes an attack on the institution that's essential to the American democracy, right? How dare you say someone got a sweetheart deal, even though we all know he got a sweetheart deal? No. I am the DOJ. Should be on the Supreme Court. I'm not, but I'm mad. I'm mad as hell. So I'm going to tell you again, there was no sweetheart deal here. And I, all these people that are whistleblowing work for me, and I'm proud of them, even though I'm attacking them, shutting them down, and going after the whistleblowers. They're all lying to you.
I certainly understand that some have chosen to attack the integrity of the Justice Department as components and its employees by...
By the way, the people that are attacking the whistleblowers are your employees. They're not attacking your employees. They're attacking you for not doing your damn job. The media should have said that. Right? The media should have said, well, hold on a second, Garland. What you just said doesn't make any sense, because the people that are telling the story of what you've done behind the scenes are your employees. They're not attacking the employees. Let's rewind that. Okay, listen to the psychotic, narcissistic comments here. And anybody in the room could have said, you know, A.G. Garland, it's kind of hard for us to connect a dot here. You claiming that people are attacking your employees when it's your employees that are whistleblowing on you. They're saying you're the one that's corrupted. They're not saying they're corrupt. They're saying you are corrupted.
We understand that some have chosen to attack the integrity of the Justice Department as components and its employees by claiming that we do not treat like cases alike. This constitutes an attack on an institution that is essential to American democracy and essential to the safety of the American people. Nothing could be further from the truth. You've all heard me say many times that we make our cases based on the facts and the law. These are not just words. These are what we live by. They are the foundation of the way we make these decisions. The agents of the FBI, as well as the DEA, the ATF, our deputy U.S. Marshals, every day, often at great personal risk, protect the American people and secure its safety. Our cases are based on their work. I could not be more proud to work with them.
Could not be more proud to work with them. Well, they're not proud to work with you because they're whistleblowing on you. Scott Kirby, by the way, he also at the White House refused to answer questions, saying, I'm not going to answer questions from this podium. I'm not going to answer questions from this podium. Who do you think you are to ask me questions to deal with the White House and bribery and more bribery and lying about the bribery and a cover-up of the bribery and whistleblowers from the Department of Justice and a president that's compromised? I'm not going to answer those questions from this podium, the podium at the White House. My question to Kirby is, what podium will you answer this question from? Because this is a Chinese Communist Party member that's being shaken down by the former Vice President of the United States of America in a text message, and it's clearly dealing with corruption and bribery and schemes. This is a government official in China and the sitting President of the United States of America. Now, if you can't answer this question from that podium, then where the hell is the podium you can answer it from?
The House Ways and Means Committee yesterday released documents, their authenticity nowhere challenged. That included a July 2017 WhatsApp message sent by Hunter Biden to Henry Zhao, a Chinese Communist Party official, which stated in its entirety, and I quote, I am sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father, unquote. So just a couple of questions about this. First, does this not undermine the president's claim during the 2020 campaign and the reaffirmations of that claim by his two press secretaries since then, that he never once discussed his son's overseas business dealings with him?
No, and I'm not going to comment further on this.
We're good.
James, let me save you some breath. if you're going to ask about this, I am not addressing. I know you do more than I'd like you to have. I am not going to address this issue from this podium. I'm just not going to do it.
I'm not going to address this from this podium. There's something else in there that the reporter James Rosen said there that is very important to state out. He said, I want to read this. He said, the House Ways and Means Committee yesterday released documents. Their authenticity nowhere challenged. That includes a July 2017 WhatsApp message sent by Hunter Biden to Henry Zhao, a Chinese Communist Party official. You notice that the White House did not challenge the authenticity of that WhatsApp message to a Chinese Communist Party official, Zhao, or known as Z. So when he walks out of the room, you get that idiot KJP, the White House press secretary. Does it go any better? Listen to this.
So Kirby wouldn't answer James's question, though. Are you going to answer the question? It's not a reasonable question to ask, but the President of the United States was involved, as this message seems to suggest, in some sort of a coercive conversation for business dealings by his son. Is that something, if he wasn't, then maybe you should tell us.
So here's the thing, I appreciate the question. I believe my colleague at the White House counsel.
By the way, I love how he just said that. If it didn't happen, wouldn't the president want to comment to clear his name? Like, if this isn't true, or the message isn't true, wouldn't the president of the United States of America, wouldn't the White House want to go on offense and say, damn it, this is not real, it's false, this never happened, this is BS, and anyone that's reporting it to you is lying to you? Isn't that what you would want to hear? But that's not what they're saying. Listen to her runaround on this. You ready?
Has answered this question already, has dealt with this, has made it very clear. I just don't have anything to share outside of what my colleagues have shared, and so I would refer you to him and the DOJ. Just not going to comment from here.
I'm not going to comment from here. By the way, the entire room would be erupting if this was Donald Trump and Don Jr. If Donald Trump was the president of the United States of America and this WhatsApp came out and this was a conversation that Donald Trump Jr. was having with a communist Chinese official and this happened, the entire room would be screaming at Kirby and screaming at KJP. But they're not. Now, keep listening, because one of them tries to at least give her a little bit, like, you can't keep doing this forever.
Well, what I can tell you is I know that my colleague has dealt with this. He addressed this at the White House counsel. I just don't have anything else to share.
Was the president involved in the shakedown attempt?
I just answered the question. It's not up to you how I answer the question. I just answered the question by telling you my colleagues at the White House counsel has dealt with this, and I would refer you to them.
They haven't dealt with it, by the way. She's lying about that. No one's answered the damn question, because they know the answer is yes, he was involved in a shakedown. Yes, he was involved in a family business that was corrupt as hell, that was selling out the United States of America every single chance they get to sell out the United States of America. Yes, that is what was actually happening here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, and then you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This on top of the testimony that was released showing the IRS recommended charges against Hunter Biden that included attempt to evade or defeat tax, a felony, fraud or false statements, a felony, and willful failure to file returns, supply information, or pay tax. These tax crimes cover an estimated $2.2 million and unreported tax on global income streams to Mr. Biden. His associates from Ukraine, Romania, and China, totaling $17.3 million in payoffs from 2014 to 2019. This coming from the House Ways and Means Committee, and the whistleblower said we weren't allowed to do our job. Like, we were not allowed to do our job. His associates were paying, and this is what we know of, $17.3 million to the Bidens from Ukraine, Romania, and China. Nothing in America. Our adversaries, Romania, China, Ukraine, plus a couple million from Russia that's not even on that list. And then the whistleblower says this. Mr. Biden personally received $8.3 million. Whistleblowers detail foreign payments to Mr. Biden, including $664,000 from the Chinese company, State Communist Chinese Energy HK, a large diamond worth $80,000, and a Porsche worth $142,000. By the way, when you're paying people in diamonds and Porsches, it's not normal business. It's called embezzling, funneling, cleaning, dirty money. Hey, I can't pay you in cash, but I can give you a diamond. Hey, I can't write you a check, but I can give you a Porsche worth $142,000. This is what happens with mafias, with cartels. This is what happens when there's corruption and payoffs that are being paid. These payments are just a fraction of the total, but they provide insight into a world of wealth and influence that no ordinary American would recognize, the whistleblower goes on to state. In addition, Smith told reporters the probe into the president's son was had major problems, unusual problems, including whistleblower's claims that Hunter Biden received a special treatment because his father is the president. IRS investigators say they found themselves hamstrung internally. The testimony we have just released details a lack of U.S. attorney independence, reoccurring unjustified delays, unusual actions outside the normal course of any investigation, a lack of transparency across the investigation and prosecution teams, and bullying and threats from the defense counsel. This was a campaign of delay, divulge, and deny, whistleblowers say. Reoccurring unjustified delays pervaded the investigation, including authenticating a WhatsApp message in which Hunter Biden demands payment from Chinese communist officials, noting that his father is in the room waiting on the phone call. The whistleblower revealed the IRS investigators were told by U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf that because the evidence would be found in the guest house of the former Vice President Biden's residency, there is no way a search warrant for evidence would ever get approved, so just stop trying. Smith also said the investigation forewarned Hunter Biden of any future searches for materials that could be used as evidence. So to be clear, you're investigating Hunter Biden and you're warning Hunter Biden of future searches while you're investigating him. So this is like going to a criminal saying, hey, man, we're going to come over on Tuesday to look for blood on clothes and look for the murder weapon and we're going to come get your cell phone and see you've been calling and see where you've been. And we're going to go through your car to see if we can find DNA. So just know we're going to tell you before we show up so you can make it all go away. And that's what they were doing for Hunter Biden. The IRS whistleblower told the committee that the crucial information about the investigation was developed through sources and then divulged that information to Hunter Biden's attorneys. For example, even when investigators had probable cause to search a Northern Virginia storage unit in which Hunter Biden had stored files, attorneys for Biden were made aware prior to any search, providing them valuable time to remove any materials that could be useful evidence. So again, I go back to this. Hey, we got a serial killer. All right, let's call him and tell him Tuesday we're going to come over and search his house so we can get rid of everything before we get there. The whistleblower says throughout the investigation, Garland refused to name a special counsel in the tax investigation, which could have provided a degree of separation between President Joe Biden and his Justice Department, according to the allegations revealed in April by the IRS whistleblower. On July the 26th, Hunter Biden will appear before a judge who will presumably accept the plea deal. The judge accepts the plea deal. Hunter Biden's lawyer claimed in an interview with MSNBC that, quote, no additional allegations of wrongdoing alleged by Republicans could ever be brought against the president's son, period. Basically saying we got immunity. You can't come for us on anything. We are untouchable. I'll say it again. Share all this information with your family and your friends. This is what the media is hiding from you. This is what the media doesn't want you to know. This is what the media is refusing to investigate or even tell you. Don't forget, download the Ben Ferguson podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We do the show 7 days a week on podcasts. So if you like this show, you'll love our podcast. Download the Ben Ferguson podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll see you on our podcast tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.